Those of you who have been listening for the past few weeks know that I've stressed the importance of the positive candidate experience. And as you're listening to that, you're wondering, how can I maintain that when I have to slog through so many poor candidates to get to the good ones? Well, I can tell you that even the best companies in the world have to do this, and yet they're able to somehow or another find a way to both assess candidates as well as give candidates a great experience. Google is one of these companies. My daughter is a recruiter for Google. She's revealed some things to me that aren't trade secrets. They're summarized by Google in articles to the public. And they've found a great balance between assessing the candidate while also strongly stressing the positive candidate experience to the point of this, get this, that their goal is to give the candidate one of the best days of their lives. Now, that sounds like too high of a goal, but if you don't aim high, you don't even reach mediocre. So that's what they do. Now, there are four pieces of measurement that they use consistently from candidate to candidate. And before I reveal these to you, remember this, that this organization, Google, has the capability of using any combination of written assessments, and their candidates probably would take them, but they choose not to, because it may actually compel the savviest candidates to stay away. And so although written assessments can be helpful to increase your odds, when it's mandatory is when it can become a problem. Now, we obviously use it to attract candidates, so it's a window through which they actually apply. But when it's mandatory, they sometimes avoid the process altogether. So instead, Google relies on these four measurements. One is GCA, General Cognitive Ability. And how do they get this in the interview? It really means how well the candidate understands problems and thinks through situations. So they ask questions that'll get to that. Tell me about a time your behavior has had a positive impact on your team, when you've effectively managed your team. Tell me about a difficult work situation that you have worked through. How did you arrive at that? That sort of thing. Leadership. This means examples of taking ownership of a company team goals or taking action on how to get there. So how do you get at that? There's questions that they ask to get at that. Googliness, that means character and doing the right thing. Obviously, you don't have to use the word googliness, but it's asking questions that can get to that. And then role-related experience, which may be less applicable when a person's changing from industry to industry, but it may be important even with realtors to ask questions that specifically get at some of these things. For instance, ask them things like, what was the key takeaway from a specific situation where you solved a problem? That sort of thing. So in contrast to the days when everyone in Silicon Valley seemed to have a story about their miserable Google experience, today, people who've been interviewed only to be rejected say that it was a remarkable experience and that they actually refer other people, even if they weren't hired. So what can your company learn from this great example? How can you maintain your willpower throughout the day, which, by the way, is not a resource that is unlimited? You only have so much during the day. That's why we encourage you to get it done early, take breaks, build up your willpower more, and hit the list again. Hope this was helpful. I'll talk to you next week.